In eastern Slovakia last week, ethnic Romani rioted over government plans to severely cut welfare benefits. Joblessness is endemic to the region, and 90% of Roma in the region survive on welfare benefits. The Roma say the welfare cuts will lead to widespread hunger. The government says the cuts are necessary to break the cycle of dependence on welfare. Katerina Zakovalova reports from a Roma settlement in Trebišo, the scene of the most violent clash between the Roma and the police.
A helicopter patrols the Roma ghetto in Trebišo, where 4,000 Roma live in rundown houses amidst piles of garbage. The family of 44-year-old Rudolf Karička occupies a 6-by-9-foot room in what once used to be a four-floor apartment building. The front door is gone. The stairway, covered with mud, smells of raw sewage. Surrounded by neighbors in the tiny room, Karička shows a bowl of flour. He says it's all that's left from the month worth of food supply after the police stormed in last week.
They poured everything. They threw potatoes on the floor. Everything on the floor. I don't have food for my children.
The police arrested Karička's wife for allegedly ransacking a grocery store. Now he takes care of their four young children. He displays the watery bean soup he cooked for them.
I borrowed the beans. I haven't eaten since morning. I gave it to the kids.
Karička's story is common in the ghetto. He lost his State Farm job shortly after the fall of communism. Then he spent 6 years in prison for stealing. The Minister of Labor and Social Affairs Ludovít Kaník says the welfare cuts are intended to break the jobless dependency on government handouts, which became entrenched under the former communist system. Under the new plan, the basic welfare payment for an individual falls by half to about $200 a month from its previous level around the minimum wage.
Until now, working was not worth it for these segments of the population. It was more advantageous for them to collect welfare benefits.
The Roma say that they want to work, but getting a job is the problem. In Trebišo, the unemployment rate is 50%. The largest employer in the region is a steel plant. The Roma, also known as gypsies, first came to Slovakia 800 years ago. They tend to live on the fringes of society and claim widespread discrimination. Karička's neighbor Gustav Demeter says he has not worked for 12 years.
When they see a gypsy, they don't want him. It's not like before. During communism, work was everywhere then.
To restore order to the region, Slovakia moved in 2,000 police and military forces, the heaviest deployment since the fall of communism in 1989. But the government also promised to do more to address the problems of the long-term jobless. It already has raised subsidies to municipalities to create more part-time community jobs. For NPR News, I'm Katarina Zachovalová in Trebišov.